Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images. And allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Allow this light to remove all heavy, negative or dark energies, filling your heart with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it grows throughout your chest, moving in all directions, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing for your breath to flow in and out, rejuvenating you with each and every breath, feeling every red blood cell that flows through your heart and your lungs with healing energies, carrying them to every extremity of your body. And now see this light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see this light as it continues to flow downward into the diaphragm and the stomach, bringing healing through your deeper breaths, activating your digestion, continuing to move into the small intestine and the large, allowing you to assimilate your light energies and your nutrients. Continue to see this light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of digestion and assimilation, allowing this light to flow into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect harmony. And now see this light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, healing these parts of you that are concerned with reproduction, regeneration, and release, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, that no longer serve your highest good. Continue to see this light as it flows into your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and moving into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see this light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords, to be given to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now see the light that is within your body, your mind, and your spirit, as it grows brighter and brighter, turning into a beautiful golden white light. Allow this light to fill you completely and move through the pores, every opening in your body, carrying the high vibrations, the healing power of the golden light to fill you and to surround you in a healing bubble of light. Allow this energy to protect you, to remove any lower vibrations that are within you or around you, within your mind, body, spirit complex. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it fills the space that you are in, the room, the building, wherever you are, allowing for the golden white light to bring balance and harmony, healing and oneness, increasing love and balance to everyone who comes in contact with this light. Continue to see the light as it moves through the obstacles, the walls, very easily, moving out into your greater environment, feeling your neighborhood, your village, your town, your city with golden white light. See this light as it spreads 360 degrees all around you, bringing all things into balance and harmony, peace and joy, all life that comes in contact with this light. If it is desirous of being in the light, allow it to be absorbed easily, to bring healing, peace, love, and forgiveness. And now see our lights as they spread throughout our world, spreading and connecting us wherever we are, allowing our lights to come together as one, eliminating the illusion of separation, allowing for oneness through our love vibration, through our light, through our hearts. Continue to see this light as it now penetrates deep into the earth, deep into the waters, the oceans, the rivers, moving down into the center of Mother Earth, activating the heart chakra of this planet, bringing forth the golden white light for healing for Mother Earth and all beings that call this planet home, bringing us together in oneness with an intention to bring healing and remembrance of our union. And now see our light as it joins with our subterranean family and our family within the waters. Seeing this light as it now expands into the atmosphere of the earth, removing and dissolving any low vibrations, any technology, anything that does not serve our highest good. That which is needed is transformed and transmuted instantly. And now see this light as it expands around the earth, raising Mother Earth in vibration and healing and in consciousness. Continue to see this golden white light as it spreads in all directions throughout our galaxy, our universe, our multiverse, joining with our galactic family, with our universal family, with our star family, wherever they are, our family of light. Allow us to come together in our consciousness, in our hearts, our minds, knowing that we are one in the light, that we are source, and we are love. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family. So beautiful. Thank you so much. Today, we're going to begin our discussion about the number 4 in the Minor Arcanum. These cards are divided into the 4 kingdoms of earth, fire, water, and air, and are represented by the 4 seasons. In our previous episode, we discussed Arcanum number 4, the Sovereign, and this is Scorpio. The 4s correspond numerically to the sign of Scorpio, which deals with fruitfulness, legacies, spirit, communion, the dead, and the partner's money. And so each of the 4s relate to one of these themes according to its suit. And their higher application is indicated in this way as well. The 4 scepters, which is also the 4 of wands in the suit of clubs, this card represents the summer and fire energy. This refers to a legacy. Its inner interpretation is rulership. The 4 of cups, which is also the suit of hearts. This card represents the autumn, the fall, and is water energy. The divinatory significance of this card is an increase in the family, and its inner interpretation is resourcefulness. The 4 of coins, which is also the suit of diamonds. This card represents the spring and air energy. The divinatory significance of this card is money received through a partner. Its inner significance is originality. The 4 of swords is also the suit of spades. This card represents the winter and the earth element. The divinatory significance of this card is remorse for past action. Its inner interpretation is determination. So these are the meanings of the number 4 cards in the Minor Arcanum. The Sovereign, which is also the Emperor card, is Scorpio. This is Arcanum number 4, and it is all about power. This power comes through the force of electromagnetic energy. These energies are described as imponderable forces, which mean they are forces that are impossible for you to imagine. This is the science that deals with all the invisible energies that are not recognized by material science. These forces are magical and are deeply influenced by electromagnetic energy, of which the sovereign is the master. Now let's dive deeper into this information on electromagnetic energy and how the four major arcana that we've covered so far go together. Now, the Magus is arcanum number one, and this archetype deals with the power of thought, which creates magic. And remember, in ancient times, magic was known as the ability to think of something and to create it. So you do this every day when you manifest something, when you think of a song and then you create it, when you think of building a home and you do it, or when you just simply think of you want a new pair of shoes and you go and you get them, or someone may just bring them to your door. So this is the magic of the ancients. It comes through the power of your thought. Thought is a form of electromagnetic energy. You can move things with the power of your mind. Your thoughts affect physical objects as well as unseen forces. This is why you need to be very conscious of what you allow yourself to think about. Whatever you ponder on for long periods of time, you give life to. So your thoughts are very, very powerful. And we have spoken about this, how your thoughts activate the astral realm through affecting the counterpart of whatever you are thinking about that exists on that realm. And then how this counterpart within the astral realm will then begin to vibrate. And as the vibration grows stronger with your attention to that thought, you will soon see some form of manifestation on the physical plane. The stronger the vibration, the faster the manifestation. And so the stronger you are in electromagnetic energy, the more powerful your thoughts become. You will be able to affect both planes through the power of your thought, meaning the physical world as well as the unseen world. Now, this is extremely important. I want to give you the same analogy that Spirit gave me many years ago when they were teaching me about the power of my thoughts and how we manifest on this plane. They gave me an analogy of clouds in the sky and how the clouds bring rain. And they said, with each and every thought, there begins to gather together the energy of the rain, of water. Water molecules come together. And as you think about this thought more and more, then you begin to see the condensation of it in the sky, which is what we call clouds. And that small cloud grows larger and larger the more you think about whatever you are thinking about. And in time, over a period of time, it begins to get very dense, very heavy. So at one point, it is in the sky and it is not upon the earth. It is within the astral realms, in the outer realms of the earth. And then as it becomes more dense, it begins to fall to the earth. And that's what we call rain. So they said, this is the way our thoughts work. So the more you think of something, the more power you give it to manifest. If you don't want something to manifest, even though you may have been thinking of it, and it's a bad thought, is something unwanted, then you have to remove your attention from it. This is how you then remove the energy from it, so you don't give life to it. You have to focus your thoughts on the things that you want to manifest. And even though it may be difficult at times, because if you watch TV, if you listen to the radio or you listen to other people who do those things, they will constantly be bringing you ideas that are being given to them over those forms of technology. So, in order for us to become empowered and to create the realities that we want, we must cut off outside forces, outside influences that are unwanted. So that means you stop listening to things that make you feel bad. You stop entertaining conversations that are of a low vibration, because you are giving power to those things simply by paying attention to them. Remember, wherever your attention goes, energy flows. So this is why the ancients call your thoughts magical, very, very powerful, because this is actually how we are creating our reality. So how do you begin to grow stronger in electromagnetic energy? This should be your very next question. First, you need to be conscious of your thoughts. You need to become a master of how to think on purpose, okay? This is why when you move into the higher realms, you begin to master parts of yourself. And it is not like you're supposed to be walking around every moment thinking, oh, what did I just think about? Oh, what did I, you know, it, not that way. That's kind of insane. That's insanity. We don't want to go there. We want to be masters of our thought. We think on purpose. We choose what we think about. And if something comes into our awareness that is unwanted, then we just allow it to flow. We let it go. We bless it. We give it to the universe and we move on. It's nothing you can do about it. Let it go. You see? It's not your problem. When it comes to you directly, it is a part of your circle of life, then it's something you need to begin to work on. But when it comes through outside forces, through channels, what we call channels, like the TV, the radio, the internet, those are channels. They allow you to move into other dimensions. They allow you to see into other worlds that really have nothing to do with you. Your life is the life that you perceive, the one that is around you. That's the one you're creating, okay? The other things are windows into other worlds. And this is the way that Spirit described it to me until I was of age where I could then begin to see the science behind this. And that is exactly what they are. They are channels that you can look into other realms, other dimensions. But you think that we're all in the same place, but we're not. So your next question should be, how can you grow stronger in electromagnetic energy? This is the key to you becoming a powerful manifester. Now, one way is through you earthing and grounding, and that means you need to put your feet on the ground. You need to touch the earth. Our shoes are now covered with plastic. You have a rubber sole or a plastic vinyl sole on the bottom of your shoes. And that keeps you from grounding. That keeps you from being able to connect to the electromagnetic energy of the earth. You are of the earth and you need the earth's energy in order to stay alive. And one way you can see this is when people become very sick, they can no longer walk. Okay, the first thing that goes out is the feet and the legs on people who are losing life force energy. So we spoke about this in many episodes before, where the Neptune energy is in your feet. And that is where the toxins go. And they will block you, the heavy metals, the toxins, the plastics, all of the things that are in our bodies that shouldn't be there. They sit in the feet and then they move through the bloodstream. So you must begin to start detoxing your feet in order to get these heavy metals and other things out of the body. They're in the feet. And you need earthing shoes. You need shoes that you can ground. They have natural leather soles on them. And that's how you can connect to Mother Earth and get the energy, and you will start to get stronger. detoxing your body and your mind have to become a part of your daily life. You must make sure that your bowels are moving regularly because this is the way you get rid of waste from the body. This is extremely important. You can't eat three times a day and only go to the bathroom once a day. So you need to find natural remedies, natural ways in order to assist your body to release the toxins because you cannot hold the electromagnetic energy in your body when you're full of toxins. Your body has to be strong. And so being healthier in your body, mind, spirit complex is the key to increasing electromagnetic energy. If you live in the world, places in the world where it gets too cold, then you can use the earthy mats. But make sure that those grounding mats come with a device that you know you're being grounded with them. Because I've seen many mats that really are not grounding you, but they're just selling them. So remember, we live in a world where people are willing to do anything to make money. Be sure that you have a device that goes with your grounding mat that allows you to know that you are grounded. Once you detox your body, detox your mind, stop allowing things into your mind that should not be there, then you will begin to get stronger in your feet, in your legs, in your body. You need to then exercise because the energy flows through your muscle. Your muscle has to be strong. So now you need to do something that is good for you. Not overdoing it with exercise, but doing moderate exercise. Walking, doing stretching every day, yoga in combination with meditation is wonderful. Stretching, dancing, something that gets you moving, swimming. Those activities help your muscles grow naturally. You get stronger. And in that time is usually a very quiet time. You get to be in your thoughts. You get to be in a meditative state, okay? This is very important for you. You have to understand the principles of detoxing and grounding. And so grab some books on those things. Do some research. Figure out how you can assist your body in natural ways to become stronger, removing things from your diet that create more toxins in your body, okay? And then you have to understand the principles that I am teaching you about the tarot, what we are calling the tarot, which is called the royal path. These are archetypal forces and principles of the universe that we live in. And then you must become intentional about your thoughts. Nothing just happens in this world. You are going to have to work at this. So keep following me because these are big concepts and I'm attempting to break them down in a short period of time. Okay, so let's begin to connect some dots. Remember that Scorpio is the sovereign. And this is known as the emperor as well. This is arcanum number 4, and it is about sexual energy. And it has the ability to create a powerful electromagnetic force when used properly. So know that the power of sex activates an energy that sits at the base of your spine that we call Kundalini energy in the East. It is electrical energy. It is a powerful force, and it could be activated this way. But you must follow the laws of this energy in order to activate it in a healing way. Any misuse or overuse of sex will do the exact opposite. It will drain you and cause you to begin to lose your spiritual energy. So sex has to be accessed in the right way. Love must be between two people of opposite polarities in order to activate the positive energies of this electromagnetic force. This is the law of polarity. So why are polar opposites needed in order to manifest a positive electromagnetic force? It is like electricity. You cannot bring two positive nodes together and create electricity. You can't bring two negative nodes together and create electricity. You must have a positive and a negative node because it is the law of polarity. The misuse of this force is destructive. So we are given arcanum number two, and this is Virgo, the veiled Isis, also known as the high priestess. She deals with the science of bringing opposite polarities together. Virgo expresses as the binary, the reflection of the unity of polar opposites. She connects the seen and the unseen worlds. Because one of the polarities represents the seen, the physical world, and one of the other polarities represents the unseen world. Arcanum number two is about understanding the power of polarity through science. This is one of the secrets of the universe. This is an occult science, a secret science that is only known by a few select groups, and Virgo represents this science. Now we will look at Libra, which is the Isis unveiled and known as the Empress in the modern day tarot. This is arcanum number three, and it teaches us the power of balancing the polar forces. When these forces come into balance, life is created in abundance, life of all kinds. And listen to this, because this is going to be very important when we move into arcanum number six. Libra expresses the union and the balancing of polar opposites, the relation between forces that cause vibration and change. It is this union of forces of different polarity that are behind all action, all life, and all intelligence. These forces are intertwined, as you can see, and as we continue to study the major arcanum, we will be learning about other forces and laws of creation and how they can manifest your reality. They take on many forms depending on the plane of existence they manifest on. They all go together. So it's very important that you're taking notes and that you're going back and you're listening to these shows more than once and following up with this information, because this will change your life. In ancient times, they called the tarot the key to your life. It's the key to you actually accessing the power in your life. The keys to life, giving you the ability to create the life of your dreams. Very, very powerful information. So now after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the Hierophant, the fifth of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on the Hierophant, also known by the same name in the modern day tarot. This is the fifth card of the 22 major arcanum in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. The Hierophant astrologically relates to the planet Jupiter. In occult science, the meaning is masonry. Human function of this is electromagnetic form. That is extremely important for you to know. Natural remedy is proper diet. The color is indigo and purple, which is the third eye and the crown color. The mineral is tin. The letter is E and the number is 5. Also remember that all of these are synonymous. E and 5 are the exact same things. E5 expresses in the spiritual world as universal law, the regulator of the infinite manifestations of being in unity. This is powerful. Spiritual enlightenment. This card, which we call the Hierophant, manifest as universal law. Not as one of them, but as the law in manifest form. This is powerful. You need to hear me. It's the regulator of the infinite manifestations of being in unity. In the intellectual world, it expresses as religion, the relation of the absolute being of the infinite to the finite. This is what religion was considered. Not a bunch of dogma, but the relation of the absolute being, the one who we call the infinite one, to the finite, which we are in these human form. In the physical world, it manifests as inspiration, communicated by the vibrations of astral substance, and the trial of humanity through free will as applied by universal law. I'm going to break that down a little bit, because in our manifest form, we are incarnated in a universe that has free will. Another name for free will is the law of chaos, because that is what it creates, is chaos. When people can choose to do this and then say, oh, no, I don't think I want to do that anymore, it creates a lot of chaos. So remember, before we come into these bodies in this incarnated form, we choose to come here. We choose to complete a mission. We're here for a reason. We're here to learn things. We're here to master things. We're here to complete something. But then you come into this physical form and you forget all about it. That's the test. That's the test. You forget. Your work is to remember. While you are incarnated, your total job is that you're supposed to be remembering all this stuff. It's already inside of you. We're just remembering who we are. So in the physical world, the Hierophant manifests as inspiration. It inspires you to become somebody. Your memory starts coming back. And this is communicated by the vibrations of astral substance. The part that you can't see, remember? When you think of something, you begin to vibrate in the astral world, the counterpart of that. So when you are being inspired through the energy of the Hierophant, then you are being communicated to by the vibrations of astral substance. The other world is trying to speak to you, in other words, okay? But this becomes a trial for humanity because we are under the universal law of free will. Are you going to listen to your higher self? Are you going to take the higher path? Or are you going to remain where you are? Are you going to grow or not? This is extremely important as we continue to move forward in learning more about these universal laws and principles. You'll see how all of this goes together. Now, please close your eyes in order to see the Hierophant within your mind, just as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum number 5 is pictured as a Hierophant, a master of sacred mysteries. The prince of the hidden doctrine is seated between two columns of a sanctuary. He leans upon a cross of 3 bars, and with his right hand, he makes the sign of a pentagram. From his brow, the sacred serpent thrusts its head forward, and at his feet kneel 2 men. One man is dressed in red and the other in black. The Hierophant is the supreme instrument of sacred science. He represents the genius of good inspiration, of mind and of conscience. Now, the column on the right of the Hierophant symbolizes divine law. And the one on the left symbolizes the liberty to obey or to disobey. That's free will. The cross of three bars is the emblem of divine fire, penetrating the three worlds, spiritual, astral, and physical. The left hand is holding the cross of three bars and indicates his receptivity to the divine force. And the gesture of his right hand, making the pentagram, indicates his use of the divine energy to command the obedience of all the subdomain atoms of life and to hear the voice of heaven in the silence. The sacred serpent at his brow indicates enlightenment, and the two men kneeling at his feet represent the intelligences in light and in shadow, one in red and one in black, both of which obey the force of the pentagram. Now, numerically, the number five unites the first four digits into a harmonious unity. And this explains all the apparent contradictions of nature. This is the one principle, the one law, the one agent, and the one truth. And these are not independent factors, but imply and mutually sustain one another. They go together. Remember, we spoke of the four elemental forces that we have now overcome. Once you are incarnated in the physical form, it means that you have gone through all the other stages of life. You have been water, air, fire, and earth in many different forms. And now you've mastered those forces. And you are in this physical form. You are the fifth element. This is you. This is Jupiter. This is who you can become. Now, these four archetypal energies are represented by the four animals. There are four animals you will see standing at the four gates of heaven in the sky. Now, when they speak of this, this is what they are referring to in the four quadrants of the sky above. They call that the heavens. Each quadrant of the sky represents the four gates of heaven. These are brought together in the form of the Sphinx. The Sphinx that you see sitting out in the middle of the desert in Egypt, this is what the Sphinx represents. All four of those animals, all four kingdoms manifested in one form. The Hierophant represents the embodiment of the four becoming one. He is the fifth element. This is what you are esteeming to become. Now, I want to say this here, and we're going to come back to this more than once. But it is said that when you have now come into this body, you are being challenged to overcome your animal nature. Now, when your animal instincts still control you, the ancients say that you are under the control of Saturn. Saturn is your ruler. When you are still fighting with your animal instincts, if you have not grown spiritually, that's who rules you, Saturn. But when you have come into this form and you are now evolving into a higher species, you're tapping into your divine self. That means you are growing intellectually, spiritually, mentally, physically, all these ways. You are now ruled by Jupiter. This is what you want. You want to be ruled by Jupiter. And we spoke of this before in season one. But we're going to go deeper into it as we are dealing with the major arcanum. Now, this is more information on the embodiment of the Hierophant in the physical form, okay? Thus, man or woman alone is symbolized by the number five. The hands, feet, and head form five positive points from which the electromagnetic fluid is projected. I'm going to stop there because you need to know that through your hands, through your head, and through your feet, electromagnetic energy flows outward. And that is what influences the astral energy that surrounds you. That is how you affect the unseen world. And depending on how many of those points are clogged up, not flowing, don't have enough electromagnetic energy within your own body to flow outward, then this is what makes you weak. This is what makes you not be able to manifest in the physical world. And so this is why it's important for you to detox your body, to open your feet by grounding, by earthing, by exercise, moving your legs so that this energy can flow upward from the earth into your body, and then begin to tap into your major energy centers that we call the chakras of the body. Now, through your hands, you can activate the energy to flow through your hands through doing energy work. To start using your hands to just work with your plants. Start sending beautiful white light or green light to your plants. They love green light. You can work on your animals. You can work on your children. This is what you must start doing, is using the energy of your hands to activate the flow of that electromagnetic energy. You can also raise your hands up into the atmosphere, your head up, and hold them up toward the sun. You'll start to feel the energy flow between your hands and the sun. So you're being activated in that way as well. There are many different things you can do to activate these five points, of which the electromagnetic fluid flows and projects out into the world. It streams out of these points. Now, your health depends largely upon the equal distribution of the energies of these five points. Now, once in the human form, you have successfully passed through the four elemental realms of being, and now you become their rightful sovereign or ruler because of your higher accomplishment. You now have the power to control the elements. You really don't know how powerful you are. When you watch the Native Americans do the rain dances and they bring the rains to the deserts, we do the exact same things. But what we tend to do is bring storms, because the collective consciousness is so imbalanced that we activate these elemental forces in a negative way, and we bring storms. And so this is why we must begin to learn this ancient knowledge once again, so that we can start to harmonize these energies that exist within us, so we can harmonize and balance the energy outside of us, the world around us, the weather. This is very important. We create this weather. And even if it is being manipulated in some way, it is being allowed to be manipulated because we are not powerful as a collective people on the planet, as humanity. We are not powerful because we don't understand who we are. And this is another reason why we need this information, to begin to use it to our benefit, to help ourselves, to become healthier, stronger, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, and to create amazing communities and places on this planet where we can live in harmony and peace together. So, what separates you from the elementals, from the forms of water, air, fire, and earth, is the use of your intelligence and your will. You have attained the human form by virtue of wider experience, and you now have the power to direct various entities, physical and astral, which exist within this domain. And these become your willing and obedient servants in proportion to the recognition of your spiritual supremacy. It is only through your spiritual supremacy coming in alignment with divine will that gives you this power to then have domain over these elemental forces. And they will fight you at first. There's a fight that not only happens inside of your body, but outside of your body. You will see it physically, and it'll manifest in some way around. And we see this happening actually on our planet right now. But this is the fight that's happening because now is the time for humanity to awaken and to become embodied with the power of the Hierophant, to master the forces of light and darkness within you. Do you see the two men that were kneeling at his feet represented the forces of light and darkness? They were kneeling at his feet because he mastered those within him. And that is what each one of us must do, is master the forces of light and darkness within us. And this is how we bring harmony, peace, and balance into our lives. It starts within. Now, in astrology, Jupiter is both ruler of law and religion. This archetype enforces universal law over man's law. The religion is the law of one, and it supersedes all man-made religions. Jupiter is over the church and state and over the authority of established institutions. This energy that we call Jupiter governs popes, hierophants, and religious potentates of all kinds. This is the power of one. Now, the human function of Arcanum number 5 is the power of the will upon the physical plane. This depends on the strength of your electromagnetic forces within your mind and body. These in turn depend on the extent of the vitalization of Arcanum number 2. And what was that? That was all about Virgo. That is the science of polarity. Once again, understanding the polarity of your own body, mind, spirit, that you are composed of both light and darkness, that you are both animal and divine, that you are all elemental forces combined into one. And now you must take the power of your will, the power of the strength of your desire, to then shift and change the physical plane, to alter what we call physical substance. This is all only possible with your electromagnetic forces that lie within your mind and body. So you must learn how not to expend them, to lose them, to use them up quickly. You must learn how to harness this energy within your body and mind so that you are stronger and you can affect things around you. You can affect the weather. You can stop the storms. You can stop these things, but we must come into harmony within ourselves, within our own mind, body, spirit complex. So this is very, very powerful, and it's very true. It's very real. Now, the power of the electromagnetic body and the power of the will acting on the physical plane depend on the ability to receive and transmit electromagnetic energies. These energies circulate through the body and build up the electromagnetic form, which is the Hierophant. The Hierophant represents the electromagnetic form. They're built up through these energies that come up through the earth, that come from down from the sky, not only from the energies within the atmosphere of the earth, but from the sun. They move through our bodies. Just as the blood carries nourishment to the physical body, this electromagnetic energy is needed to create your electromagnetic form. So, receiving and transmuting this energy is depicted by Arcanum number 5. Know that it takes a stronger will to activate the electromagnetic force within your mind. A purification process is needed for transformation. This is true in spiritual, mental, and physical alchemy. No matter upon which plane this is carried out, there must be a thorough purification of the metals. The metals. All the heavy metals that are in our bodies block this energy from flowing. So, Arcanum number 5 in initiation. This represents the point in the ascending arc of the cycle of life, where the voice of the conscience calls upon man or the woman to turn from the flesh and to devote him or herself to cosmic welfare, deciding henceforth to live not for self alone, but to guide your every action in the direction of assisting cosmic progression. This is where you are moving into. If you have not reached that state yet, this is the initiation process of the Hierophant, that you must release the life of the flesh, of materialism, of believing that you're only here to buy a new car, to get a bigger house. It's okay to have beautiful things. We work hard and you should have whatever you want. I truly believe that. But I do not believe that your whole entire life, your every single day should be in the pursuit of those things, because you have missed the point of coming here, because you're not taking any of that stuff with you. What you're taking with you is your soul. What have you done with your soul energy? This is where the Hierophant comes in. The Hierophant is about deciding that you are not only here in this physical form having a physical life, but you are also a spiritual being that must be fed to become a divine, powerful being of light, of which you are already. But now you need to become that in your physical form. That is how you become a god. And it is not the God, it is in the essence that you allow yourself to be a vessel for a divine will to work through. You become gods in physical form, and you then are in alignment with divine will, and you are not looking out for yourself, but you're looking out for the entire multiverse. You are a universal citizen. You are not just, you know, physical, thinking about self, living this selfish life. This is what the Hierophant is here to remind us of, is here to teach us that we come here with this in purpose in mind, and then we forget all about it because we see all these glittery things, all these shiny things that take our attention. And there's so much distraction on this planet. There's so many things to keep you from this path. But that is where your will comes in. And it takes a stronger will to activate the electromagnetic energy within your mind. So you first have to overcome the physical flesh, the animal instincts. And then you start working on the deeper recesses of the mind. And that is where you go into the light and the darkness that exists within every human that we must balance. And that is where Arcanum number 3 comes in, Libra. The ice is unveiled. You must activate this energy. And so you use the power of science of polarity, which is Arcanum number 2, and you activate the unity of this polarity, bringing balance to all forces. This is arcanum number 3. You add them together and you have arcanum number 5. This is the Hierophant. Very, very powerful. You are more powerful than you can even imagine. Remember what they said about imponderable forces. That is what makes up who you are. Imponderable forces. So please tune in next week as we dive deeper into the Sacred Egyptian Tarot to discover Arcanum number 6, the Two Paths, also known as the Lover's Card in the modern day tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.